A massive manhunt is underway in the occupied West Bank after the disappearance of three Israeli teenagers last week. The trio is believed kidnapped, and Israel's Prime Minister says it's the work of Palestinian terrorists. There's no word on their location or if they're still alive. Israeli soldiers have been raiding homes in the area, arresting scores of Palestinians. Middle East correspondent Hayden Cooper reports.
At Jerusalem's Western Wall, Israelis offer prayers for three missing boys. The disappearance of 19-year-old Eyal Yifra, 16-year-old Gilad Sher and 16-year-old Naftali Frankel has shocked Israel and infuriated its Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He has no doubt about who's responsible.
A Hamas terrorist carried out Thursday's kidnapping of three Israeli teenagers. We know that for a fact.
The three Israeli settlers were last seen on Thursday night. They were hitchhiking home from their religious school in the Gush Etzion settlement north of Hebron. Today in Hebron's streets, Israeli troops are searching house to house. Curfews are in place, interrogations and arrests are common. Already, 80 Palestinians have been detained, including senior Hamas members in the West Bank. Only recently reconciled with Palestinian rivals Fatah, Hamas leaders have rejected any involvement with the apparent abduction. Netanyahu's comments are stupid, said Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri. The occupation is totally responsible for the escalation in the West Bank against our people and leadership. The Palestinians point out that the teenagers went missing in Area C, the part of the West Bank where Israel controls security. Either way, the incident threatens to erupt into open hostility, if not violence. In blaming Hamas, Benjamin Netanyahu is linking the abduction with the recent unity government formed in Ramallah.
I believe that the dangers of that pact should now be abundantly clear to all.
With no news on the whereabouts or condition of the three teenagers, their families can only hope. Rahel Frankel's son, Naftali, is one of the missing. He's also an American citizen.
Boys coming home on their way from school. They were just on their way home. God willing, we'll all be able to celebrate their return safely.
This is Hayden Cooper reporting in the West Bank, 4 a.m.